Okay, so God bless everyone. We just had a wonderful Skype fellowship, and you can listen to that to the audio file above the teaching. And so I'm going to hand it over to Kim. Kim, God bless you.
Well, God bless you in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. And I've had an awesome day today. And usually my teachings or my sharings are coming from what I've lived or what God has shown me. And I want to play a song to you to start. And then, yes, Lawrence is looking at me like, what? And this song, I heard it this morning and it really blessed me. The words, you're going to have to listen quite carefully because the words are a little tricky in places. But I'll tell you about the words after you've heard it. So let me just get it up a second. So it's called This Is Me. To the dark. Hide away, they say, we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, for no one will love you as you are. And then she sings, but I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words want to cut me down, I will send a flood and drown them out. I am brave, I might be bruised, but I am who I'm meant to be. And as I was listening to that this morning as I was driving to work, the words were really touching my heart. And I put it that it wasn't a worldly song. It comes from The Greatest Showman, which is a musical here in England right now. I don't know if it has hit the States yet. But I was listening to the words and putting it that, yes, I was a stranger to the dark until I got to know God and God brought me into the light. And I had broken parts. You know, things within me were broken. And I really didn't think that anyone would love me for who I was. But then I know that there's, once I got born again, that there was a place for me. A place where God has plucked me out and brought me into his fold. And that I am glorious. That when sharp words from the world want to cut me down, I don't have to stand for it. Because I'm brave. I might be bruised, but God has plucked me out of the senses world and placed his spirit within me. And I am a bigger, better, stronger person for that. And as I was listening to the song, I had tears. And I'm driving down the motorway and I have tears in my eyes. And these words came to mind that we might not be able to choose our death, but we certainly can choose the way we live. You know, on the job that I do, I hear many different people, you know, and things that they're going through, and husbands that have lost their wives, or wives that have lost their husbands, and they never got to choose how they died. But a lot of them did get the choice on how they lived. And what a better way to live than with God in Christ in you. Remembering what Christ done for us. So on that note, I would like you to turn to Joshua. And I'm going to take it slow tonight, Bruce. I'm going to give you a chance to get there. Joshua, the book of Joshua. And in verse chapter 24. As you hear me going through my script in my Bible here, Joshua chapter 24, and we're going to start in verse 15. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. See, we might not be able to choose our death, but we certainly can choose how we're living right now. And as for me and Lawrence, this is one verse of scripture that we always stand by. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Deuteronomy, chapter 30. And we're going to read from verse 16. And it says, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish. And this is not me saying this, this is the word here. And that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Verse 20, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. You know, when I was listening to that song, and it started off saying, I am not a stranger to the dark. Many of us have been in a dark place once in our life, and we've never been able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, as they say. Okay? But with God, he pulls us out of that darkness. Sometimes it's good to have been in the darkness because you can see that, you know, this world has nothing good for us. But when God pulls you out and he brings you into his glorious light, people will love you. They'll see that there's something special about you. And not only will people love you, but the family of God will love you. That we have our bruises, we have our scars where the world has beat against us. But we are brave. We are glorious because the word tells us we are. So this song, I know it didn't play very well when I was playing it. My phone isn't that brilliant. But if you have a little listen to it, it really gave me a boost this morning. I was driving down that motorway with like a spring in my step, even as I was driving. And I felt really, really inspired that, yes, I was a stranger and in the dark. I was lonely. I was afraid. I wasn't sure what the world had to offer. I was young. I just got together with Lawrence. You know, we had young babies, and it was just like, you know, and then Lawrence brought the word into our life, and that darkness started to dispel, and the light of God's word was permeating our hearts and bring us closer together. And just suddenly all the scars and the bruises that the world had battered against us started to drop off, because God loves us. And if God loves us, so does his family, the people that he's called. And it goes on to say, when the sharpest words wants to cut me down. You know, when people say words and it really cuts you to the bone, you know, that God just wants to remind you that you're brave. You may be bruised, but he's made you who you are. It's my mic. I think it's this one. Just repeating.
Coming back to you.
Oh, somebody's got their mics on, so it's sort of echoing back. But anyway, let's move on. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And in verse 26. So, what's the reason, what's the purpose for us choosing life? And we're going to read here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we're going to read in verse 26. It says, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Back up in verse 30 it says, sanctification. You know, when we were in the dark, God pulled us out. He called us his sons and his daughters. And he set us apart. He set us above the world. Nothing can permeate that now. You are God's kid. He has you in the palm of his hand. You have nothing to be afraid of. He will protect you. He will guide you. He'll bring you into that glorious valley of green pastures. He'll place you beside the still waters. There's nothing that he won't do for his kids. 2 Corinthians, turn over to the next book. And we're going to chapter 5. And we're going to read from verse 17. It says, therefore, this is the reason why we choose life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter whether you were a believer and you've messed up. Doesn't matter if you were a believer and you're still bruised and you've still got scars. It doesn't matter. Because it says that you are now a new creature. Old things are passed away. It's done. Christ dealt with all that sin. The only person that reminds you of your past is the devil. God sees you as his baby, as is just as we are holding our grandson today. That's how God sees us. As a mere baby that just needs to be loved and taken care of. And there's no better God to do it. It says, all things are become new. You are a new creation in Christ right now. And God has you in the palm of his hand. And he, oh, and Becky's put here that God turns your scars into stars.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 18, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We have the rights to reconcile others out of darkness and bring them back to the one true God. That Christ in you is in there dwelling, waiting for you to start speaking. And as you start speaking, that Christ in you wells up, that spirit within, and it'll give the words that that person needs to hear. We don't know what the people need to hear, but God does. And that spirit will well up in you. As Lawrence was saying when he was talking to that woman on the bus, he didn't really feel inspired to speak, but then suddenly he just welled up within him and he just spoke those words and that woman's life was touched. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And we're going to read from verse 9. Oh, beautiful. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkenness, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you were in the past. Doesn't matter whether you were a Christian plodding along. It doesn't matter if you were any one of those things. At that moment when you confessed the Lord Jesus and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then then you got born again and you were washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus. You know, Christ died for you. How amazing is that? It was nothing that you've done in your own strength. God, Christ died for you as an individual. And he's washed you. And he sanctified you. And he justified you. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. That Christ in you makes you an exceptional person right now. So why would you want to be reminded of your past? You are a new creation. See, to move on, we have to do one thing. Philippians chapter 3. And we're going to verse 13. And it says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." Forget the past, guys. All those bruises and those scars. You've been washed, you've been cleansed. You have that Spirit of Christ dwelling in you. Forget the past. Today is a new day. So forgetting those things which are behind, and this is where we start, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Those things where God has made a path for you, that you follow your goals. Whatever God's placed in your heart, things that you want to achieve, those goals, those desires, where you want to move for God, that path is open for you right now, because God's placed you on that path. It says, verse 14, "I press towards the mark." Start pressing towards your goals for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 19. I want to sweep down to there. It says, "Whose end is destruction?" See, we're not to perish. There is no destruction when you're on that highway of righteousness. There is no way that God made a failure. Destruction, the devil just tries to attack, but remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. And if people are reminding you of the past, you tell them, "Get behind me, because, you know, my God says that I am righteous, I am sanctified, I am justified, I have the ministry of reconciliation, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb." You are all these wonderful things that God has made available to you after you believe Romans 10, 9 and 10. The destruction is on their part, and you don't have to put up with it. Yes, you may be bruised. Yes, you may be scarred. But you got Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians. Turn over a book. And we're in Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to read from verse 1. It says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth." See, all these things on earth are temporal. It don't matter if you don't have the latest TV, or you don't have the best washing machine, or you don't possess a dishwasher. It's all temporal, guys. It's not needed. Set your things on those things above. Right? Just keep looking to God. Christ in you, the hope of glory, remembering that Christ is coming back and that there are rewards laid up for you. And then in verse 3 it says, "For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." What a day that's going to be, that we'll appear with him. And that we're going to spend eternity together. See, that's life. That's choosing life. And you can live that right now. So choose how you're going to live your life. Are you going to live it unto God? Or are you going to live it unto the world? Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Let's take a look at Matthew. We're going to look at chapter 5. And we're going to read from verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them a saying. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And that verse there blesses me. The peacemakers shall be called the children of God. There's so many people out there that don't want peace. You know, they want to send destruction. They just always want trouble. They're always chaos. You know, they're always looking to look at the negative rather than the positive. They're always looking to supersede. But see, we can't do it in our own strength. But it says here, if you're a peacemaker, they shall be called the children of God. And peacemakers don't go about doom and gloom. They don't go about trying to be negative. They don't go about being controversial. All they want to do is keep the peace. And usually peacemakers are loving people. You know, they don't let things rile them. They have a real steady set pace. Verse 11, blessed are ye when men shall revel you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Verse 12, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you're choosing life, you're choosing the light. If you're choosing death, you're going to live in darkness. I want to turn to the Gospel of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. For those that don't think they're born again, let's take a look. John chapter 10, and we're going to start from verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. As I said, God has that pasture. He has that green grass ready for you to walk upon, to sup from the waters. All right? They will find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. There's your darkness. There's your death. But I, Jesus Christ, am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth life for his sheep. Giveth his life for the sheep. Christ died for us, guys. Is Christ in you the hope of glory? Colossians 1:27 says. So choose you life. Forget the past. Live each day to the fullest. And if you turn to John, the Gospel of John, I'm going to finish off here. in chapter 3. And this was one of the first verses of scripture. And it's tattooed on my husband's arm. And it's verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So if you're bruised and you're scarred, you have broken parts, you think that no one will love you as you are, don't let them break you down. Know that there's a place for you, because our God says we are glorious. When the sharpest words want to cut you down, I will send a flood and drown them out. I am brave, I might be bruised, I am who I am, because I'm meant to be. This is me. You can choose how you die, or you can choose how you live. Choose you this day. Bless you.
Amen. Wonderful. Well, there you go. That's just really great encouragement. And, you know, we've chosen life. And we have life in us. And it's just our mindset, knowing what God says. You know, it makes the world a difference. And then believing that. And then making it a part of who we are. You know, mindset is very important. Where's our minds? And sometimes things come up in life that try and throw our minds to the dark. But we are children of light, you know, and God has delivered us. We are righteous. We are justified. We are sanctified. We're redeemed. Okay, we got ministry of reconciliation. We can heal. We can deliver. We can speak forth life into other people's lives. And really our job is just to encourage other people, every one of us, every born-again believer has Christ in them, the hope of glory. And when you know who you are in Christ and what God's done, and then you walk in that righteousness. See, we don't have to try to live righteous. We just do what God says and you'll be living righteously. You'll be doing the right thing if you're doing what God shows you to do. And so, you know, we don't have to try and be holy because we are holy. And again, if we're doing what it says in Ephesians chapters 4 and 5, if we're taking heed to that understanding that Paul laid out for us, then we are walking in holiness. You know, we're manifesting the light. So these things are just really wonderful. And, you know, you've been delivered from the powers of darkness. You know, you claim that you're delivered. You claim your righteousness. You claim your sanctification. Remember who you are every day. And so that was just really wonderful, Kim. In fact, I got so blessed by that. And what I'll try and do is get that
song is beautiful. We could have played it.
What I'll try and do, I get that song and get it and just snip it in there and take your snipping out.
Yeah.
So you can hear it properly. So thank you everyone for joining. What we'll do, we'll have a time of prayer and some manifestations. And so